was playing as the deer panteth for the water.
As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. For you alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone does my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are my king. I want you more than any other, so much more than anything. For you alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone does my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. Oh, I want you more than gold or silver. Only you can satisfy. Oh, you alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. Oh, you alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone does my spirit yield. Oh, you alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship.
Sing that first verse one more time as the deer.
Oh, as the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone does my spirit yield. Desire, and I long to worship thee.
Let's go ahead and try that song before we go to prayer. Psalms 19, it says it's an E flat. Mom, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. I haven't sung this in a long time. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Oh, the statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Neither also than honey, than the honeycomb. Oh, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. Oh, the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. And in keeping of them there is great reward, there is great reward. In keeping of them there is great reward. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Praise the Lord. If you got a need, just let the Lord know. Father, we come before you once again tonight, Father, a needy people, Lord God, humbled by the ability to come into your presence, oh Lord God. Father, we are not a people without hope. We know that the grave is not our goal. Paul wrote that if the grave is our goal, if our faith is in vain, we are of all people most miserable. But Lord, we know that our faith is not in hope, or is not in a hope in ourselves. Our hope is in you, Lord God. Father, we have a living hope. We know that because you live, we can face tomorrow. There's a meaning to it all, Lord. It's not just a drop in a bucket. We're not just a speck of dust floating in the galaxy. We're a speck of dust floating in the galaxy for a purpose, because you wanted to come down and embody yourself in your people, Lord. Father, I just pray tonight, Lord, that each one of us would hear personally from you, Lord God, that we would know that you love us individually, Lord God, not just as a group, not just for our merit or something like that, but Father, that you love me, you love each one of us. We commit into your hands now, Lord. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you, Father. Get Brother One out of the way. I'm sure he's tired, working and so forth. Each one of us, many of us coming straight from work, Lord God, I'm tired, Lord, but Father, we've come to worship you, Lord God. Just pray that you'd give us strength tonight to pay attention to what you'd want to say to us tonight. We love you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, Father. Amen. Amen. Faith, if you can fix the verses on that last song, because they're all over. Thank you. They're all over the place. There's a light in the window and a table spread with splendor. Someone standing by the open door. Oh, I can see the crystal river. Oh, I must be here forever. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. See the bright light shine. It's just
can see my Father standing at the door. This world has been a wilderness, and I'm ready for deliverance. Oh Lord, I've never been this homesick before. Oh, I can see the family gathering, sweet faces all familiar. No one's old or feeble anymore. Oh, this lonesome heart is crying. Think I'll spread my wings for flying. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. See the bright light shine, it's just about home time. I can see my Father standing at the door. This world has been a wilderness, and I'm ready for deliverance. Oh Lord, I've never been this homesick before. Sing the chorus one more time. See the bright light shine, it's just about home time. Oh, I can see my Father standing at the door. This world has been a wilderness, and I'm ready for deliverance. Oh Lord, I've never been this homesick. I'm following Jesus, one step at a time. I live for the moment in His love divine. Why think of tomorrow? Live for today. Oh, I'm following Jesus, one of the way. Oh, the pathway is narrow, but He leads me on. In His shadow, my fears are all gone. My spirit grows stronger each moment, each day. For Jesus is the
stand and sing that song, God is good all the time, when you're walking through the valley. I think that's probably G, or is it in the same key? I don't know.
When you're walking through the valley and there's shadows all around, do not fear, for He will guide you. He will safe and sound, for He has promised to never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, and His word is true, God is good all the time. He puts a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Oh, in the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good God is good all the time. Oh, we were sinners, so unworthy. Still for us he chose to die. Filled us with his Holy Spirit. Now we can testify that his love is everlasting. Oh, and his mercies, for they will never. God is good all the time. He puts a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good time. Through the darkest night, his light will shine. God is good. God is good. God is good. Oh, yes, God is good all the time. He puts a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, his light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time.
Do you remember how to play Just Keep Praising Him? I usually play it on the guitar. Do you remember it on there? I think it's in E minor or something. Praise the Lord. We can try it in F. No, it's not an F. I think it's in E minor. It starts on an E minor.
Yep. Joshua, go and take the city of Jericho, God said, and take it not with sword and shield, but with the shout instead. So Joshua's men went forth with praise and marched seven times around. And when they gave a mighty shout, the walls came tumbling down. Just keep praising him. Just keep praising him. Don't stop praising the Lord. Oh, and never sound retreat. Just keep praising him. Just keep praising him. Don't stop praising the Lord. Praise will bring the victory. Now Satan will try his very best to war against your soul. Do not be afraid of him, for God is in control. Wrap a wall of praise around you, and you'll find it true. As long as you keep praising the Lord, the devil can't get to you. Just keep praising him. Just keep praising him. Don't stop praising the Lord. Never sound retreat. Just keep praising him. Just keep praising him. Don't stop praising the Lord. Praise will bring the victory. We've got the power in the sword of praise. Whenever the enemy comes around, you've got to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord of hosts till you hear the victory sound. Praise him in the morning, praise him in the noonday, praise him in sun goes down. Praise him in the good times and when bad times come around. Oh, you just keep right on praising him till you hear the victory sound. Just keep praising him. Just keep praising him. Don't stop praising the Lord. Oh, and never sound retreat. Just keep praising him. Just keep praising him. Don't stop praising the Lord. For praise will bring the victory. For praise will bring. For praise will bring the victory.
Amen. You may be seated tonight. Brother Stephen, you can get ready to take the offering back there. Sorry, I'm running a little bit behind. You know, I love that song, and I wish I had my guitar with me. I usually leave it in the winter because it gets so cold and it messes with the guitar. But that song I heard quite a few years ago, and it's brought me through so much. Just keep praising him. And there's so many songs that talk about that, like, where could I go? You know, I go to the rock of my salvation. But something about that song, the way it's written, is I'm just going to keep praising him. That the trials of our lives, and we all go through them, and we all do, and it's Satan wants to steal our joy, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And if you don't have any strength, how are you going to have any faith? You have to be able to hold the sword of the word in a strong hand of faith. And so I just love that song, and it just it's a good thing to keep it on our lips. Is when things are going rough, just keep praising him. Never sound retreat. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's go ahead and sing that song. You know, we haven't sung this song in ages. It's also an F. Got any rivers? Be of good courage. God spake unto Joshua. We're going through some old songs. Brother Stephen, you go ahead and take up the offering before they change the order of the service.
Be of good courage, God spake unto Joshua. When o'er the river God pointed the way, Jordan uncrossable, things seemed impossible. Waters divide as they march and obey. Got any rivers you think are uncrossable? Got any mountains you can't tunnel through? God specializes in things not impossible, and he will do what no other power can do. Battles to win, they would meet with their obstacles. Jericho's walls too must fall to the ground. God never failed, he stood back of his promises. Walls had to crumble as they marched around. Got any rivers you think are uncrossable? Got any mountains you can't tunnel through? God specializes in things not impossible, and he can do what no other power can do. God is the same, and his word is dependable. He'll make a way through the waters for you. Life situations by him are mountains. Excuse me. Oh, got any rivers you think are crossable? Got any mountains you can't blow through? God specializes in things not impossible, and he will do what I can, I will, I do believe. I can, I will, I do believe. I can, I will, I do believe that Jesus heals me now. Brother one, you can come. That trusting only in the Lord, I'm trusting only in the Lord. I'm trusting only in the Lord that Jesus heals me now. Oh, I can, I will, I do believe. I can, I will, I do believe. I can, I will, I do believe. Jesus heals me now. And if you believe, if you believe, you shall receive. There's not a trouble nor care the good Lord can't relieve. Just the same today. All you gotta do is trust and pray. Believe. You just believe. I read about how Paul and Silas were in jail and no one there. Nobody there to go their bail. But when they prayed, found that God was on their side. The jailhouse door swung open wide. No love can relieve.
By God took away his appetite. Oh yeah, if you believe, you shall receive. The good Lord can relieve. Oh, he is just the same today. Believe, you must believe. Praise the Lord. No, I left it in the office. Yeah. It's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. I hope the way I forgot my mic, I won't forget my message tonight. But just came under the little bit of stress. Just a few prayer requests here for us to pray tonight. Sunday that Brother Stephen Ajaro will be with us this weekend. He'll be going overseas, so thank you. He'll be going overseas, so he thought it wise to come. I think I kind of put so much pressure on him. And but he will be he'll fly in on Friday, and then he will leave on Monday, so he'll spend a weekend here with us. He sent me a very good piece on the blood moon that did happen recently. And you know, Brother Stephen, he's when he gets into those things, he put his 2 feet, his hands, his head, everything in it. So maybe we'll have him share some of those things with us on on Sunday. Praise the Lord. And Brother Andrews asks that we pray for traveling mercy. He traveled down to help his sister over to her new school. So he asks that we pray for him. And Brother Hillary and the wife also needs our prayer. Sister Nessie had a blood vessel in her eyes, kind of been troubling her. So we ask that we pray for them tonight. And then my little prayer is also sick. It's kind of threw me off this evening. She's not been feeling well today, but she needed to go into the urgent care this evening because her temperature will not just break. The mother been kind of watching it since this morning, but Brother Stephen and Sister Kelly came to help take her to the urgent care just before we leave for service. So it just kind of threw me off a little bit, but we know that everything is in the hands of the Lord, and we know that God has everything under control. So let's just take this prayer request tonight. Is there any other prayer burden that we want to make known by an uplifted hands tonight? And let's just pray for these few needs. Remember Brother Andrew again, and Brother Hillary and his wife, Sister Nessie, that the Lord will be able to touch them. It's a kind of for a little bit of a strange time for them. And the strange thing about it, this morning, about 5:30, Sister Nessie called me. She had a dream, and her husband had the exact dream at the same time, describing their situation. So let's just commit it in the hands of the Lord. We talk about it, and we prayed about it, and we believe that the Lord is in control. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, Lord, we bring our hearts together, Lord. We know that, God, you are a prayer-answering God. Father, Lord, we can trust you tonight, oh God, that you will send your angels on our behalf, oh Father, Lord. Oh God, Father, Lord, we know the shout of the king is in the camp, Lord, and there is nothing to fear, Lord God. Blessed be your name tonight. We just pray, oh God, that your grace will be sufficient for us tonight, Father. Thank you, Lord, for giving us an opportunity, oh God, and that we can come, oh Father, Lord, and fellowship, oh God, around your divine word tonight. Oh Father, what a faithful God you are, Jesus, our pressing help in time of trouble, oh God, our great refuge and strength, Father. We love you tonight, oh God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, oh Father God. And we prayed, Lord Father, for all our loved ones, Lord Jesus, that are having needs tonight, oh God, Father, different homes, oh God, and different families, oh Lord Jesus. Oh God, precious Lord, we pray, Father, Lord, for the needs that were mentioned tonight, oh God, Brother Andrews. We commit him into your hands. Grant him a safe travel, Father, while he's away, Lord God. Watch over Christine and the baby. Lord God, we pray, Father, Lord Jesus, oh God, for Brother Hillary, Lord, and his wife, Nessie, Lord Jesus, Almighty God. Lord, Father, we just sang, Lord, is there any river that is uncrossable, Lord God? For you are a God that does the things that is impossible, Father, Lord. We pray tonight, oh God, Father, may you go on their behalf, Lord. Touch them, Lord Jesus, oh God, Father, Lord. Oh God, help our sister in her eyesight. You said that, Father, Lord, the eyes is the light of the body, oh God. And that was the first thing you brought forth, Lord. You said, let there be light. Almighty God, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ tonight, oh God, I pray for my little baby and say, Lord, may you touch little Ariel, Father God. May the fever break, Lord God, Father, and precious Lord, we love you tonight. We give you every praise, Lord, every glory and honor. But we say, Lord, it's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight, Father God. It's good, Lord, to come, oh God, and get recharged with your word and your presence, Lord, Father. We love you tonight, oh God. Come, Father, Lord Jesus, and bless, Lord God, Father, Lord, the word that is before us tonight. What a wonderful Jesus you are. What a faithful God. We love you. We appreciate you, Father God. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good to be in the house of the Lord. And Sister Faye, there's a song I sang back there. Did I send my notes tonight? Yeah, I think so. Brother Lord, I think a few weeks ago, did you try the song God is Real Within My Soul?
Oh, yeah, I know that song.
Okay. I think I sent the words out there. If we did have it before, yeah, there's a repetition there. Let's just try that and then see if... Okay. Can we start from the
first?
Yeah.
There are some
I may not know. There are some places I can go.
It's a, there are some things.
Wait, you're clapping, you're tambourine wrong.
So, all right, wait, it's, just follow this.
Because it's pretty specific, otherwise the song doesn't work. It's,
there are,
oh, that's good. Jordan, help.
There are some things
I may not.
Nope, that's a pause. I may not know. Oh, but there are some places I cannot go. Oh, but I am sure of this one thing, that God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Oh, yes, God is real. He's real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. His love for me is just like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Oh, some folks may doubt, some folks may scorn. Well, they can all go on, just leave me alone. Oh, but as for me, I'll take God's part. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my heart. Oh, yes, God is real.
God is real.
He's real in my soul. My God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. His love for me is just like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul.
My God is real. Let's sing that.
My God is real. Yes, He's real. He's real in my soul. Oh, my God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, oh, is just like pure gold. Oh,
my God is real, for I can feel
Him in my soul.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Psalm chapter 81. Thank you. Psalm chapter 81 tonight. Let's read from verse 1. Praise the Lord. Amen. Sing aloud unto God, our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbre, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statue for Israel and a Lord of the God of Jacob. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, bless the portion of your word that we have read tonight. We just thank you. And we want to ask that, Lord, you will come breathe upon this word and breathe upon us also, Lord, because we know the breath of the Lord is an inspiration of the Almighty God. We thank you and we commit ourselves in your hands now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you. You may have your seat. And stay talking about trumpets as we slowly go into another phase. But one I just couldn't get away from our conversation. It kind of what inspired me because it brought something, and I might go a little bit into that this evening. So if it do happen, then I will hold you responsible. Because you stir the water. Okay. Amen. And I just jump in, you know. Praise the Lord. We had a good fellowship. And now the scripture says something yet, and that's what I want for us to watch. As we talk about trumpets, you will realize here the Bible says blow the trumpet in the new moon. Now, in the time appointed and on our solemn feast. Now, so these solemn feasts, now remember now when we were talking about the four reasons of the trumpet, the fourth one was for the solemn feast and for celebration. Are we together? The first was to assemble the people. Second, to instruct them in their journey. The third was to blow an alarm. And the fourth one was for their feast. Now, so you see, in the fourth part of the trumpet, which is for the feast, is associated with a new moon. Are we together? Amen. And oh my goodness. What I want us to do tonight, I want for us to be able to look at the association, the blowing of the trumpet in the time of the feast and in the time of the new moon. Now, what I want to take on here is that I want to take that new moon. Now, because the new moon will be a type of the church. It will be a type of what God is doing in our age and what he's doing, the way he's dealing with this bride. Now, remember, Christ is a type of the sun, and the bride is a type of the moon. Are we together? Amen. And now, so, but and we see here that this feast in its association with the new moon, we want to look at it here in a way that at this particular time they were expected to hear the blowing of the trumpet. So the trumpet at this time of their feast is announcing two things to them. The trumpet is announcing this is the time of the feast. Let's take the Feast of the Atonement. Are we together? Or the Feast of the Passover. But it's also announcing at this time of the Feast of the Passover, there is a new moon. Are we together? Amen. Praise the Lord. Because Israel calendar goes with the moon. Amen. It goes with the moon, with the cycle of the moon. They deals with the prophetic calendar. We deals with the Roman calendar, and their months travel in the cycles of the moon. So when the trumpet is blown for their solemn feast, for this time of their feast, is announcing that this is the time of the feast. And it's also announcing that this is a new moon. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, let me go ahead of myself, then I will come back again because it will help you to relax and follow me. And so it's the same thing. Whenever God sends a messenger and he brings the message, he's calling God's people to a word that is revealed. And he also announcing, this is a new moon. This is a new church. Praise the Lord. Amen. We are not going back to build an ark like Noah did. We are going through an exodus. Are we together? It's calling the people to a feast. But it's also announcing that this is a new moon. We cannot continue on the old moon. Are we together? That's what I want for us to watch here. I want to establish there before we go ahead because it will help you as we study together. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Not any other feast but this appointed feast, which of course were the three sets of feasts that we showed. The first three, the Passover, the unleavened bread, and the wave shift, and then after 49 days, they come to Pentecost, praise the Lord, and then at the seventh month, the first day of the seventh month, then they come to the last three feasts. Are we together? Praise the Lord. And the last three feasts is the blowing of trumpets, the Day of Atonement, and the Feast of the Tabernacles. If God help us, we'll have time to be able to look at those feasts one at a time and apply it to the new covenant. Praise the Lord. Amen. But tonight what we want to look at is the blowing of the trumpet that is calling us to a feast of the word, and is also announcing that this is a new age in another sense. This is a new age. This is a bright age. This is the age of the manifestation of the word of God. Amen. Pentecostal exercise will not work. Praise the Lord. Church rituals will not work. Are we together? Because that is what is happening. Even in the message, Brother Branham showed us there was a first pool, there was a second pool, and there is a third pool. So every time these pools sound, a new moon is announced, which means the people have to move. Praise the Lord. There is a danger of sticking back to the old age. Amen. That is what I want for us to see and understand a little bit as we travel together. Now, for us to be able to understand this and follow it a little bit, like I said, my dear brother and myself was fellowshipping, and then he kind of stirred the waters and just got my mind caught up in something, and then studied it a little bit, and it started looking beautiful. Brother Branham shared this in the rapture message, and I'm a bit going ahead of myself because that's what I'm trying to bring this trumpet, this whole trumpet thing to. The trump of the Lord shall sound. Amen. The trump of the Lord shall sound. And Brother Branham says in the church age book, he says, at the sounding of that, he says, we are under that. He called it the roll call. And he says, it's beginning to affect us. It's changing the atoms of our body. Yes. Praise the Lord. It's preparing us for a travel. It's preparing us for the journey. It's preparing us. It's calling us to the what he says here, the wedding supper. Amen. He called it the feast in heaven, in the sky. So we see all of this. But this is what that I want for us to look at a little bit in the rapture. It starts here. He says there are three things that happen. I call into Thessalonians. Amen. The Lord himself shall descend with a shout, the voice, and the trumpet. Praise the Lord. That is the three phase of the rapture, like we will want to call it. Three phase, three step, whichever way that will, sounds fitting for you. But this is what I want us to look at. As we look at this together, he said three things happen. The shout, the voice, a trumpet has to happen before Jesus appears. Jesus does all three of them when he's descending. Amen? That's the reason why the rapture is going to be a mystery. Amen. The scripture says, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, praise the Lord. So that moment, it describes a time period. Amen. A moment is a time period. I will be there in a moment. You are telling somebody in a certain time, I will be there. Are we together? So in this moment, that these three things supposed to unfold. But the emphasis here tonight that I want to get to is that is the Lord doing all three? Is the Lord that will bring about the shout? It's the law that would bring about the voice of the archangel. And it's the law that would bring the trump of God. Are we together? And he says the Lord does all three as he's descending. Are we together? Now, when you look at this, it's easy to put it in the future. And that's what the church word is doing. They are throwing it in the future. Praise the Lord. But it's an ongoing event. And that is the reason why I want to associate the new moon with this trumpet. So we can be able to get a little sense of what I'm looking at here tonight, trusting that the Lord will be able to help me. Now, so when we look at this, he said, the Lord does all three as he's descending. A shout. What is a shout? It's a message going forth. First, the living bread of life bringing forth the bride. Amen. And now God has a way of doing things. He never changes his policy. He never changes. He is the unchanging God. Are we together? So if God is the unchanging God, then take this, that God does all three, take it from the rapture, bring it to justification, sanctification, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost is God that is doing all three. Take it to Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, you must see God in all three. Because God never changes. Amen. He that the scripture says there in Romans, Paul says, he that he calleth, he justified. He's the one that is doing the calling. Amen. He's the one that is going to do the justifying. He's the one that is going to do the glorifying. So if God does not change, if this principle remains the same, then it's applied. Are we together? Now, Brother Branham talks about, he talks about the plan. He talks about the little plant, that, you know, the seed, when it goes into the ground, he says a little pollen comes up, a little life of a plant comes up. Amen? He says, and after that plant comes up, it grows. He says the life is traveling through those processes. Of the pollen, the shock, and back to the grain. Are we together? Amen? The seed goes to the ground. Praise the Lord. And a little plant comes out with beautiful flower. It's not seed yet. But the life of that seed is traveling through that little plant. Amen? Praise the Lord. Potentially is the same seed that has gone to the ground. But you don't see the seed until harvest time. Are we together? So it is God that is doing all three. Amen? He's the one that is that did our calling. He's the one that is doing the transforming, justifying us. He's the one that is going to bring the life to harvest. That's the reason why it has to be a new moon. We got to get away from church ideas. We got to get away from man effort. And we got to trust God. He's the one that does all three. Are we together? God never changed. Praise the Lord. He says, and now we have come through the church ages, but we are promised in the last day, according to Malachi 4, that there will be a return again, a prophet in the land. Now that's where this thing come, you know, and as we look at it together, we travel together. Now Brother Branham says some things, you know, this is Wednesday night, so I just like to spill out, and then Sunday morning I try to gather back again. Amen. He said this leadership. He says, then Jesus said, in the last days, Matthew chapter 24, the two will be so close, it will deceive the very gene, the predestinated, the elected one, if it was possible. Amen. Almost like the real thing. So, in the last day now, you see, it's wheat time. It's getting harvest time. This is not the Luther age. This is not Pentecostal age. This is the bride age. Amen? But it does not mean that Luther was not seed. Amen? It does not mean that Pentecostal was not seed. It was just the life traveling through. Are we together? Amen? But the seed that goes to the ground is manifested, is reflected. You can see the seed at harvest time. Amen? You don't see the seed when the little pollen comes or the little plant. You know that there is a seed. It's showing that there is a seed that goes into the ground. Are we together? Because just like Jesus said there in St. John chapter 12, except a corn of wheat fall to the ground and dies, it abideth alone. Amen? But when it dies, then there is a resurrection. It resurrects, it's quickened, and then it can bring forth. But when it stays there and it does not die, then it will stay right there in the earth. No, so that is the way that God been doing through the ages, and that is the way that God been dealing with the individual. Praise the Lord. Amen. That is the way he's been doing through the ages, and that is the way he's been doing through the individual. But what happened here is that there is something that affects the human nature and put us to the place where we are always looking in the rearview mirror. Amen? We are always looking at the time that has passed. For the time that we are living in. Praise the Lord. Even Brother Branham said it. What is the attraction on the mountain? He said there was something that was happening right at the time of this tear pull. The attraction was God was taking the attraction from the messenger to the message. So it's a new moon. It's a new day. Praise the Lord. It does not give us an attitude to despise the messenger. But we are identifying the day that we are living in. We are identifying the time that we are living in. We are looking at what God is doing right now. Praise the Lord. So as the sea goes into the earth, I think we shared this before. You plant the seed, you pull it in the earth possesses the seed. Praise the Lord. But when the life starts to come forth, the seed starts to get a hold of the earth. The roots starts to spread. The seed now detached to the earth. Give way. I want to get my root this place. Then the earth is breaking up. Then the root is stretching. But at the first time, it's just a grain of seed. You just dig the place, chunk the seed there, cover it. The seed does not say anything. Say, yes, ma'am. Praise the Lord. Amen. But when the sun quickens the seed, right, and the life in the seed starts to come up, then the seed starts to take possession of the earth. Amen. give way. There's a life in me that needs to be expressed. But what I want us to make the emphasis on is the Lord that is doing all three. Amen. What is the sea doing? The sea is obeying the Lord of nature. It's responding to the sunlight. Are we together? Praise the Lord. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon. Brother Branham says over in Invisible Union, you see there, he talks about, you know, God sending a message to sweep the bride away, and he used this kind of a language, and, you know, he talks about, I'm waiting for that one, you know, and I must decrease for him to increase, and he used all of those languages. It was just announcing. It was announcing what God was going to do. He's a God that lives. He's a God that moves. Yeah. Yeah. Amen? And he's moving. Yeah. Praise the Lord. In the same way he's dealing with us, he's putting more light upon the word. He's getting us away from our creeds and bringing us to the revealed word itself. Praise the Lord. And that is announcing a new moon. When he comes preaching those seals, and you know, right there, he says, now I call you no longer church, I call you bride. He announced a new moon. Amen. So what does that do? It calls us to Revelation for us to take the book and eat it. Amen? Because the bride will have to have an expression. Praise the Lord. So as he goes along, he says, yet on in leadership, he said, this is now Luther age. This is now Pentecostal age. This is the bride age. Amen? And one thing that is also important here is that for a woman to be pronounced as a bride, there must be a bridegroom. Praise the Lord. So you can see the prophet of God himself taking our attention from on himself. If he says this is the bride age, then he means the bridegroom is here to take this bride along. Amen. Amen. Well, it's very strange for the father of the bride to bring her to the pulpit, you know, and then the pastor said, now I pronounce you bride. Amen. You know, everybody would think, is the man marrying his daughter or what? Where is the groom? Praise the Lord. Where is the groom? If the bride is here and we are the bride, then the groom is also here. Are we together? As Moses called a nation out of a nation, Christ today is calling the church out of a church. You see, the same thing in type, taking them into a glorious internal promised land. Praise the Lord. Now you see that if we come back to the word and understand what God is doing, it takes the stress from on our shoulder. Praise the Lord. That's what the Jubilee does. The Jubilee take the hook from the hands of the slave. Amen. When the trumpet sound, well, if he's breaking a rock or he's cutting down a tree, the Jubilee take the axe from his hands. Praise the Lord. And that's what this new moon does. It moves us into another age. It moves us into another stage with Christ. Praise the Lord. But until you hear that trumpet, you're not going to move. You're going to be stuck in your own ways of your own righteousness, your own religion. So it brings us to that place. Muddy even made clear by prophecy. He says, we are not living in a Pentecostal age. We are living in another age. See, we are not living in the Methodist age. We are living in another age. We are not living on up year. We are living on up year to the bride age, a calling out of the church and getting it together for the rapture. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, so you see, when people get to the place and they start fussing about gift, what are we not seeing the gift? And what are we saying? Well, all you're trying to do, you're trying to get. We must be talking about, let's get out of here. We must, our cry should become Lord Jesus quickly. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's not looking for some kind of a sign to vindicate us. Amen. We must be saying, come, Lord Jesus, quickly. Because even the rapture itself will be a miracle. Praise the Lord. Amen. The rapture is a miracle because the rapture message is bringing your body change. The rapture message is making you the miracle. Praise the Lord. So the emphasis is identifying what God is doing in your life. Identifying God in your personal walk. Just like Enoch. Praise the Lord. He heard that sound. Every time God called him for a walk, he heard the voice of God. And it was a personal walk. He was seeing God, what God was doing in his life. Praise the Lord. Why? Because if all of these things are happening, oh, yeah, we can see the miracle. It's like Brother Branham down, all the signs down. And it put the church into a lukewarm. It gives people reason to backslide. Praise the Lord. When God gave Abraham the promise that he will have a child. Amen. And God came down, Genesis chapter 18, and he says, according to the time of life, your wife Sarah will have a child. And Abraham was kind of a looking at himself, trying to look around. He was listening to the sounds, looking for that change in himself because God has spoken. Praise the Lord. That's where the emphasis is, people. Amen. Brother Branham, in the preview of the bride, he says, how did that bride got out of line? He said, she was looking at the Pentecostal church. She was looking at another group. She was looking in a rear view mirror, looking behind to past ages. To past experience. Amen. The manna fell. It was good for today. This is a new day. Don't go back and eat that old manna because there is worms in it. Praise the Lord. The past cannot be our hero. Our hero is a present tense God. Don't make the past your hero. Praise the Lord. When this trumpet sound, every time God bring his word and he sound out his word to you in your life and in your trials and in different things, he's bringing you to a new day. Why? Because his mercy is renewed every morning. The danger of trying to stay with the old day is a dead mercy. There's a fresh new mercy here. Amen. There's a fresh new mercy, and to get the fresh new mercy, you must go to the new day. Praise the Lord. When the enemy hunt us in our minds and bring different things to us, he's not announcing a new day. What does he goes back? He goes to the past. Amen? He goes to your past. That's supposed to be a dead and gone day. Glory be to God. We are living up here to the bride age, the calling out of the church and getting it together for the rapture. Amen. And we are living in the bride age, the calling, bringing back to God through a channel that he promised to bring it back. A channel, not our self-made channel. The way that he said he would do it. And how did he say he would do it? He does all three. Praise the Lord. So you see, we don't have a work in it. Amen. Things happen, we put ourselves in the rapture. When things go wrong, we take ourselves out of the rapture. You are not the one doing it. He is the one that is doing all three. Amen. It's his channel. The joy of the Lord is our strength. He promised it. Are we together? Do you see the picture? How when that trumpet sound, it announced a new moon. And it was their set feast. The rapture is a set feast. Praise the Lord. Amen. No man put you in it, and no man can speak you out of it. Amen. He did the calling. He's the one that is doing the justifying. And he's the one that is going to do the glorifying. Praise the Lord. It was simple. Just like Jesus told them, go and bring water at the feast. Go bring water, fill the gallons. All they had to do, just go get the water, then give it to him. Praise the Lord. How the fermentation took place, that's none of your business. Yeah. Amen? How the fermentation took place. Because for it to be wine, there had to be some transformation. Praise the Lord. They brought the pots of water. Praise the Lord. And they were all staring at him. They were looking at him, trying to see what is the trick here. What is he going to do? Keep your eyes on him. Don't blink your eyes. This guy, we have heard about him. Just to the go, you're going self. Praise the Lord. And I believe that's just what God is doing. Amen. The devil is telling his demons, keep your eyes on them. And God is in the back doing his own transformation. He's using the different trials that he's bringing us through to to more characters. When the enemy think that, oh, yeah, we are confusing, God is using that very same thing to turn water into wine. Praise the Lord. That's why Peter said, count it all joy through your fiery trials, because God is using that to turn water into wine. Musicians, you can come for tonight. Praise the Lord. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, let's bow our heads and pray together. Heavenly Father, Lord, you are bringing us, Lord, to a new day. We are in a new day. Now that you are bringing us, Lord, you have already announced a new day. And Lord, Father, you are beginning a new work in our life, Lord. You said this is the beginning of months. And Father, Lord, it's time, Lord. It's announced in the heaven by the new moon. And Lord, the things that are happening around us is announcing a new day is about to break. Lord, you are the Lord of nature. You are the one of God that set the moon in its orbit. You set the sun, Lord Jesus. Father, you order their path, Lord, as the moon goes around the sun. Just like how you govern the heavens, it's the same way you are governing your people. It's the same way you are governing. You have cut our path. We cannot stray from it. You have ordained us to this. We can't get away from it. There is no devil in hell that can stop us. He's only put there to bring up our perfection. He's put there to draw us closer to you. He's put there to help us to look up, because our redemption is drawing nigh. Lord, it's so beautiful. And it's so good to know that you are the one that is doing it. Thank you tonight, Lord. That's what we are learning, Lord. We are learning to trust you. We are learning to trust you, Father. We are learning to believe that you are the potter and we are the clay. That's what we are learning, God. We are learning to see what you are making of us. We are learning to see the different way you are dealing with us. We love you tonight. Bless us, O God. Let us not be carried away with all of these social gospel and all of these end time things that is happening to play it on the spirit of people, play it on the minds of the people. We thank you tonight. We appreciate you, Father. Yesterday, Brother John Bibi and myself had to go to see a father. And, all of these things. And sometimes you have the opportunity to deal with these things, and then it helps you to appreciate, the things that the way God does things. We want to talk to this family. This young man had a dream, and it's using the dream as a fear factor. So we sat down and started talking, trying to find, if this thing is from God, let's bring it back to the Bible. What is the message? you know, what is the message? And then that's all of these anti-evangelists that does, you know, and different praying ministry and different deliverance ministry, they just cast fear in the spirit of the people. And you see, the thing about it there is that saints is because they don't go above the fifth dimension. Whatsoever gifts that the broad is almost like Brother Branham says, he says, James and Jambros, they could throw their stick down to turn into serpent, but they could not bring it back. And that was why Moses' snake swallowed the earth. Because they couldn't go over to the sixth dimension. They only stopped in the fifth dimension, so they preached fear and horror. Praise the Lord. Amen. But Brother Branham went to the fifth dimension, and then he went beyond the curtains of time. Praise the Lord. So we are not fifth dimension preachers. Praise the Lord. Our call is to come up higher. Don't allow the devil to keep you in the fifth dimension. You are not a fifth dimension creature. Let's sing together tonight.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, time shall be no more. When the breaks eternal bright and fair. Oh, when the sea of death shall gather on the other shore. Oh, when the road is not a yonder. Oh, hallelujah, when the yonder, I'll be there when the road is caught up yonder.
bless you.